you're a stupid snake on a stick made out of brass that looks like the one that bit me. That won't heal me. That's ridiculous.
And you know what happens to people who have that attitude? They died of circumstance.
But I can guarantee you, I know human nature well enough, I can guarantee you there was a whole bunch of them died that very way because they just could not believe that a serpent of brass on a pole could save them from the sacrifice. So they perished. But to anyone that believed what Moses said, and when they were bitten by that fiery serpent, and that venom began to grip their body, pain began to come on them, and they began to feel faint and know they weren't long in this world, if they had just mustered up all the courage and the strength they had and lift up their head and behold the supper of God, they were instantly healed. Glory to God! What a marvelous, miracle-working, merciful God we serve! Hallelujah! Man, He made a way for these people that was simple and plain, and anybody could do it. Even a little child could do it.
Yes.
Didn't matter. It was so easy. All they had to do was just lift up their eyes and behold the circle of brass. And they were totally, completely healed. Glory to God. John, the 3rd chapter, verse 14 and 15 reads, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." Hallelujah. You know what the picture of the serpent of brass was in the wilderness?
Glory to God.
You know what that was a symbol of? That was a symbol of pains to come. Glory to God. That was a picture of several thousand years in the future, several hundred years in the future, of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, being lifted up on the old rugged cross. Glory to God. And every man that looks for that cross in faith are healed. Glory to God. From the fire of fire.
Amen.
Glory to God. And just like there was no cure for the serpent bite in the camp of Israel, there's no cure for the bite of sin. It's a deadly bite. And every person on the face of this earth has been bitten by the serpent of sin. There's not one escaped. The devil and his hordes have got everybody. They've got every one of them. The bite of sin who came into the world of Satan. The world was without sin, but Satan introduced sin in the world. It's been multiplying and growing just like a cancer ever since. And it polluted every human in the human life. Because the Bible tells us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there's no cure for the might of sin. Because the Bible also says the wages of sin is death.
Amen.
But praise God for a merciful Heavenly Father who did not remove sin from the world, but He provided a remedy for sin. Yeah. Glory to God.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah.
And just like the serpent of brass, but it looked exactly like the fiery serpent that bit the people. So Jesus Christ Himself took unto Himself our sin upon Him and died vicariously for us on the cross that we might be saved from our sin.
Glory,
oh, glory to God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, He died for us. He took my sin from me and He put it upon Himself. Glory to God. Sure, it looks like sin on the old lady. But only for a while. Glory to God. The Father had to turn His back on Him for a second. When He drank that cup, you know what the cup Jesus was sweating over in the Garden of Gethsemane? It wasn't the suffering Jesus was worried about. Jesus was tough. He could take that. It wasn't the blood. It wasn't the nails. It wasn't the crown of thorns. It wasn't the stripes on His back. It wasn't the spit. It wasn't the beard being cut down. He wasn't carrying a cross up there. It wouldn't be a crucifier on his neck. It wasn't any of that. You know what it was, and He wanted to pass from Him the sins of the entire world. That was the dregs that were in that cup that Jesus was drinking. The perfect Son of God couldn't stand the thought of having to take on the sins of the lost and dying world.
Yes.
But He did it anyway. Said He just, but He. He bore the cross, despising the shame, for the prize that was set before Him. You know what it was? Jesus kept in his eyes that he could go to the cross. It was a company of the dead. Rising up in a mighty church without spot, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God! A throne from all ages going forth in glory. As a bride adorned for the bridegroom. Hallelujah! That's the thing that Jesus kept in his eyes.
Yes.
And he endured the cross, despising the shame for the prize of the set before.
Praise God.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is what I think about what Jesus
did. Amen.
Praise God. I was bitten by a serpent. There's no cure for the Bible. People try all kinds of things. They try good works. They try church membership. They try moral living. They try religions of all kinds. But there is no cure for the virus sin. There is no cure. There is no remedy except you behold the Word who's been raised up over and over.
That's right.
Glory to God. But if you'll just lift up your eyes and behold the Son of God, and he has the great heaven and earth, and if you look in faith, you shall be healed.
Amen.
Glory to God. Woo! Glory. Praise God.
Right. Amen.
Well, hallelujah. And you know, it's just as simple that people stumble over it. They won't believe it. Just like these Israelites. Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever. Why would God save me? What do you mean I have? What do you mean it's free? I can't believe it's free. I won't go. In hell, it's full and unknown. Because people won't go. God didn't take the serpent out of the world. But
right.
He provided a remedy and a cure for the body.
Amen.
Oh, why in the world will people not look and behold the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world? All you have to do is just lift your eyes, behold Jesus in faith, and you'll be cured of the serpent bite. There is no other cure. There is no other cure. Why do men refuse? Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, in the 11th verse, God bears his heart and says, "Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel?" That's God's heart cry tonight. To every man, woman, boy, and girl on the face of the earth to treat the age of accountability. Why will you die and not live tonight? All you have to do is turn and behold and say, "God, lift it up. God, lift it up. Glory to God. Behold the serpent of brass." Praise God. And you'll be healed.
Yes.
Glory to God. There's a lot of other serpents that haven't been removed from the world tonight. Many more tonight may have bitten you. Besides the serpent of sin, there's a serpent of sickness that's loose in the world tonight. God didn't take sickness out of the world, but he provided a remedy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In that 5th chapter of Isaiah, that marvelous, wonderful chapter about the redemption of our Lord, about his crucifixion, about the death of God 800 years back before it happened. Perfect description of what's happening. He said right there, "By his stripes you are healed." See, just as the children of Israel lifted up their eyes and they were physically. So, if you'll lift up your eyes and behold the great physician, and behold the 39 stripes that were laid upon his back, and look on him in faith, you can be healed.
Amen.
Of your diseases. Remember the benefits last night? He healeth all my diseases.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That includes cancer. That includes rheumatoid arthritis. That includes heart attack. That includes high blood pressure. That includes the intestinal flu. That includes emphysema. That includes all kinds of polio. That includes the blind. That includes the deaf. That includes the dumb. That includes everything. The lame, the halt. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus paid it all.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he did. Yes.
Glory to God.